Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. Joining us is Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Doing well, and I understand there's a story that has to do with a person named Prime Minister Pete Nice.
Yes, sir. Some of our listeners may remember him. He gained some notoriety in the early 1990s as the first white rapper to actually produce a hit. The hit was Pop Goes the Weasel. He had a couple of partners, MC Search and DJ Richie Rich, in a band called Third Base, and apparently had quite a bit of success. But by 1992, 1993, the band had split up, and he apparently had always been a baseball fan, and when he was 12 years old, joined SABRE, which is the Society of American Baseball Research. So with some time in his hands, and I gather some money, moved up to Cooperstown, bought a house on Pegg's Point on Otsego Lake, and founded the Heroes of Baseball Wax Museum, which anyone who's visited Cooperstown will have seen on Main Street. He also was active in the founding of Cooperstown Dreams Park, which was the first of the big youth baseball camps that are going strong around here. In any event, by 2005, 2006, he apparently had run into some business setbacks, and he just pulled up stakes and moved out of town. And the house on Pegg's Point, which is in a nice spot on the lake overlooking the Sleeping Lion, which is one of the formidable sights around here, just overgrew with grass and weeds, and the indoor pool, the building around it fell in, and it's been quite a sight on Otsego Lake because most of the properties are very well maintained, and no one knew much about it or had forgotten quite a bit about it until all of a sudden the house is up for sale, foreclosure sale, on the steps of the Otsego County Courthouse, not this Friday, but next. So everyone around town is chatting again about Prime Minister Pete Nice after years of forgetting about him. In any event, it's an interesting spot. We had a photographer go up there the other day, and there's a 2006 Mercedes that's been sitting in the driveway apparently since 2006, and so there's going to be considerable interest, if not necessarily in bidding, in going up and seeing what happens to the property a week from Friday up on the courthouse steps.
Do we know where Prime Minister Nice is now?
Well, apparently he moved to Saratoga County. We had a couple calls into him. He didn't get back to us in time for this week's edition, although we have a considerable story on his background here and in New York City. And we're looking forward to chatting with him and maybe putting together a follow-up story for next week's paper.
We've been speaking with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and all at sego.com, where you can go to read about this story or more. Jim, as always, we thank you. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dave.